The Summa Theologiae is arguably the most important work of St. Thomas Aquinas, written in the latter half of the 13th century. As the name suggests, it's a summary or a compendium of all philosophical and theological learning regarding God and man. The three-part division of the Summa indicates this, as the first part generally deals with God, the second part, which is itself subdivided into two parts, regards man, and the third part regards the God-man, that is, Christ. I will be presenting only select articles from the Summa, but I encourage the listener to read the work in its entirety if possible. The manner in which I'll present each article is slightly different from the way St. Thomas wrote them. The order in which he presents each article is the following. He first presents the strongest arguments he can muster against the answer that he will give to the question. Then he begins his response using an authoritative text, usually from Scripture or from a philosopher or a church father. Then he proceeds to give a more lengthy and substantial response, and only after this does he respond to the objections given at the very beginning. For ease of listening, I'll present his explanation first, and then present each objection followed by its response. First part, Question 6, The Goodness of God. Article 1, Whether God is Good. It is written in Lamentations 3:25, The Lord is good to them that hope in him, to the soul that seeketh him. To be good belongs preeminently to God, for a thing is good according to its desirableness. Now everything seeks after its own perfection, and the perfection and form of an effect consist in a certain likeness to the agent, since every agent makes its like. And hence the agent itself is desirable and has the nature of good, for the very thing which is desirable in it is the participation of its likeness. Therefore, since God is the first effective cause of all things, it is manifest that the aspect of good and of desirableness belong to him. And hence Dionysius, in the Divine Names, Book 4, attributes good to God as to the first efficient cause, saying that God is called good as by whom all things subsist. First objection. It seems that to be good does not belong to God, for goodness consists in mode, species, and order. But these do not seem to belong to God, since God is immense and is not ordered to anything else. Therefore, to be good does not belong to God. Reply to the first objection. To have mode, species, and order belongs to the essence of caused good, but good is in God as in its cause, and hence it belongs to him to impose mode, species, and order on others. Wherefore, these three things are in God as in their cause. Second objection. The good is what all things desire. But all things do not desire God, because all things do not know him, and nothing is desired unless it is known. Therefore, to be good does not belong to God. Reply to the second objection. All things, by desiring their own perfection, desire God himself, inasmuch as the perfections of all things are so many similitudes of the divine being, as appears from what was said in Question 4, Article 3. And so of those things which desire God, some know him as he is himself, and this is proper to the rational creature. Others know some participation of his goodness, and this belongs also to sensible knowledge. Others have a natural desire without knowledge, as being directed to their ends by a higher intelligence. Article 2. Whether God is the Supreme Good. Augustine says that the Trinity of the Divine Persons is the Supreme Good discerned by purified minds. God is the Supreme Good simply, and not only as existing in some genus or order of things. For good is attributed to God, as was said in the preceding article, inasmuch as all desired perfections flow from him as from the first cause. They do not, however, flow from him as from a univocal agent, as was shown in Question 4, Article 2, but as from an agent which is not the same as its effects either in species or genus. Now the likeness of an effect in the univocal cause is found uniformly, but in the equivocal cause it is found more excellently, as heat is in the sun more excellently than it is in fire. Therefore, as good is in God as in the first but not univocal cause of all things, it must be in him in a most excellent way, and therefore he is called the Supreme Good. First objection. It seems that God is not the Supreme Good, for the Supreme Good adds something to good, otherwise it would belong to every good. But everything which is in addition to anything else is a compound thing, therefore the Supreme Good is a compound. But God is supremely simple, as was shown in Question 3, Article 7. Therefore, God is not the supreme good. Reply to the first objection. The supreme good does not add to good any absolute thing, but only a relation. Now, a relation of God to creatures is not a reality in God, but in the creature, for it is in God in our idea only, as what is knowable is so called with relation to knowledge, not that it depends on knowledge, but because knowledge depends on it. Thus, it is not necessary that there should be composition in the supreme good, but only that other things are deficient in comparison with it. Second objection. Good is what all desire, as Aristotle says in the Ethics. Now what all desire is nothing but God, who is the end of all things. Therefore there is no other good but God. This appears also from what is said in Luke 18:19, none is good but God alone. But we use the word supreme in comparison with others, as for example, supreme heat is used in comparison with all other heats. Therefore God cannot be called the supreme good. Reply to the second objection. When we say that good is what all desire, it is not to be understood that every kind of good thing is desired by all, but that whatever is desired has the nature of good. And when it is said, none is good but God alone, this is to be understood of essential goodness, as will be explained in the next article. Third objection. Supreme implies comparison, but things not in the same genus are not comparable, as sweetness is not properly greater or less than a line. Therefore, since God is not in the same genus as other good things, it seems that God cannot be called the supreme good in relation to others. Reply to the third objection. Things not of the same genus are in no way comparable to each other if indeed they are in different genera. Now we say that God is not in the same genus with other good things, not that he is in any other genus, but that he is outside genus and is the principle of every genus, and thus he is compared to others by excess, and it is this kind of comparison the supreme good implies. Thank you.